good morning. You're tuned into Radio Zine here on Cable Community Radio. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the annual 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade that's taking place this Saturday. Joining me in studio is one of the organizers, Nancy Chapin. Did I pronounce that correct?
It's actually Chapin.
Chapin. All right. Well, thanks for teaching me a new last name there. Welcome this morning. Thank you for coming in to talk about this huge annual event that it always kicks off the Rhodes Festival. So, Nancy, can you let our listeners know what is the 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade, Avenue of Roses Parade that happens every single year? If maybe you're new to Portland and you're not aware that this massive parade happens, what should people expect?
Well, it's a great parade. We have lots of bands and schools and music and cars and just an opportunity to come out to 82nd Avenue and see all the wonderful things that that are there now. There's so many good restaurants and such a diverse population. PCC is amazing because it pulls in people from all over the city to learn and get ready to go out there and work in our community. The parade started about 13 years ago, and it was actually the result of a failed grant application to the federal government, which they actually said there wasn't enough crime on 82nd Avenue for them to grant us these funds. So we said, well, we don't really want to go there, so let's do one of the things that we said we would do in this grant, which was have a parade in order to be a bridge to our community.
In that initial grant, what was your hope to do with the funds? What were you planning on doing with the funds outside of just a parade?
Well, clean up and, you know, trash cans and maybe more assistance in keeping our street safe and a good place to, you know, live and work and start seeing 82nd Avenue as that community's main street. And now it's been identified as the heart of or the center of Portland. And so we've kind of switched that, and we're saying Roses in the Heart of Portland as the theme for our parade.
So it seems like you guys had a kind of a good problem there with your initial grant application that you were rejected for not having enough crime. I agree that that's a good problem to have there in 82nd. And so then that's what spurred this parade that is now actually the 12th parade, but in its 13th year. We'll get a little bit into that. So congratulations on more than a decade of this parade happening. So how many attendees when you attend this on Saturday are you anticipating?
Well, last year we had about 5,000, and so we're certainly hoping that we'll have more than that this year. We send out about 8,000 reminders to neighbors in the area and a little advertise in the bag method, and we print a lot of flyers, 6,000 flyers. They're given out at the Walmart there at Eastport Plaza, which has been our major supporter over these years.
The Eastport Plaza there on 82nd Avenue in Holgate?
Right. Yes. They Ken Turner, who was the manager at the time of this, basically was there to get Eastport involved in the community and to make the community a better place to live and work. And he's the one who rebuilt Eastport from being just a big building with old folks that walked around in it for their exercise in the morning to being an actual thriving shopping district almost of itself there on Holgate.
And so now Eastport is still part of the parade. Yes. If I'm correct, it's where it begins?
We stage there. Okay. And so we actually, Bush Street is just behind the Burger King, which is there on the north side of Eastport. So we are actually coming out on Bush Street this year rather than the center of Eastport.
Okay. You know, you had just mentioned that 82nd it being the middle of Portland, and people don't tend to think that. You know, when I think of how we use language around Portland, and we tend to think, we say right now we're in inner Portland, right? We think of ourselves as being the center because we're next to the river. But when you actually look at the actual geography of the city, we're not in the center at all. 82nd is actually the center. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, it was a major transportation corridor almost from the beginning. One of the few streets that goes all the way from the river clear on down out 205 to the rest of the country, or you can get to the rest of the world by the north end by going to the airport. So it really is an amazing area in our city to serve all the transportation needs that just about that you might have, including getting places. So it's kind of one of those hidden gems. But we decided we would go with roses instead of gems, and acknowledge that we have several rose gardens actually that different businesses have planted. One car place tore up their shrubs and put in roses because they thought that was a great idea to have the 82nd be the Avenue of Roses. And that is not its official name, but its unofficial moniker is the 82nd Avenue of Roses.
So if you don't feel like having to go all the way out there to the Rose Garden, you can go out to 82nd and maybe have yourself a little walk and see what businesses are taking on this theme of roses.
Exactly.
And it's to try to make sure that the parade is feeling of being that beginning of the Rose Festival? Because it for the last decade, we've talked about how it sort of kicks off the season.
It does, and it still does. It's not as official as it used to be because they used to have you could be a sanctioned event for the Rose Festival, and they basically have dropped that particular function. And we are still the first parade of the Rose Festival season, but it's not as a sanctioned Rose Festival event any longer because they don't do that anymore.
Was that a purposeful choice to be at the beginning before all the other parades?
It was absolutely in the beginning. And in the beginning, we actually were able to get the court to come and be part of the parade. Now we don't have the court, but we do have the Rosarians and the Crown Prince and the Clown Prince.
Oh, let's talk a little about that. So, you know, we're used to having the formal court that's always announced every year. It's a big deal in this city. But 82nd Avenue has its own court. You're talking about the Rosarians. So how are these people chosen?
Well, I mean, the Rosarians are the folks, the official greeters to the city of Portland. So to have them be in our parade is extremely important, and we appreciate that a great deal. They've been in, I think, for sure the last 4 or 5 years as it became a little bigger and a little more feeling like a citywide event. In terms of the court, the princesses are elected later, and so they basically aren't ready to be out in the community yet by the time we do our parade.
I see.
So St. John's gets to have the first parade with the court in it, but, you know, maybe next year. We'll keep working on them to see if we can get the actual princess's court.
It's one of those spins where it's like, oh, this parade is so community focused.
Well, it definitely is community focused. There's no doubt about that. We have lots of school kids that'll be there, and there's local churches, and there's social, few activist groups in terms. There's a new one this year, and it's called...
I wish everyone could see what I'm seeing here in studio. Nancy has this amazing spreadsheet of which is the organization of this parade, of just listing all these groups that are participating this year.
Yes. And what I'm trying to find is an interesting, it's called WELD, Women Encouraging Living Donations. And there is a woman I know who actually had a kidney replacement from another woman. And they just celebrated a year of successful transplant. And so this organization really is now saying to people, you don't have to die to help somebody. If you have, you know, two kidneys, or if you can. So I thought this is their first year. So we have some really unusual groups that are joining us to help the world know that they exist.
Yeah, talking about how the parade function is to really bring attention to 82nd Avenue. Can you talk a little bit about 82nd Avenue and how you've seen it changed over the years? You know, you've said that Eastport Plaza has, you know, functioned from just being kind of nothing to turning into this amazing shopping center that's such a heart of the community there. What other businesses have you seen kind of pop up on 82nd, you know, over the last few years that make you really enjoy that district?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, I can't even name all of the restaurants that are there. I mean, Ocean City, the one I said earlier, Mexteca. Yes, and I mean, you can find almost any kind of food on 82nd Avenue. And in October, we have what we call Around the World in 84 Dishes, which is another event where we invite people to come with a passport and check out specials at many of the restaurants to get a sense of how international you can eat on 82nd Avenue. Actually, when I first moved into the area, which was 30 years ago, I went to 82nd Avenue one day looking for something, and there was this little bitty parade that was on 82nd Avenue, and there was nobody on the street watching it. It was so sad, and I have loved parades all my life. So I just sat down on the curb and watched the parade and clapped and waved and, you know, and appreciated people, because people don't realize these folks that are going to be here starting at a 9:30 parade, many of them have been up since 3, 4 in the morning in order to get it all together, like the horses that are coming, the dancing Frisian horses. They live in Washington, so they are starting at 0:30 to get in their trailers and bring their 20 horses down and get them ready to dance for people at the beginning of the parade. I mean, this is so exciting for us to actually have a horse entry. So anyway, that little parade made me, I got to know Ken Turner at that point, who was the person who loved parades and baseball. And those were his, besides making Eastport what it is now, he always wanted baseball because that area actually had a baseball state near it. And that's why the person settled Eastport where he did, is because he saw this baseball diamond and he thought this is a good place to have our business here. So anyway, I'm rambling.
Which is interesting to note that, you know, 82nd Avenue did not actually start their parades in 2007 when you started organizing for them, right? That it was maybe a tradition that you guys just expanded into something a little more official.
Right. The Lentz Founders Day Parade actually would happen periodically, Lentz Park is up on 92nd. And every now and then we would actually manage to get the parade down to 82nd and back, but it was a real stressor. And so that parade kind of went to just going around Lentz Park ultimately, you know, over the years. But this was really Ken's dream, was to have an 82nd Avenue parade that really did close 82nd. And it's a fairly expensive venture because there's over $1,000 in fees to the city and there's over $3,000 in fees to the state. So we always appreciate our sponsors too, because without them, we could never do this. So it's
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Radio Z, and here on KBOO Community Radio, we're talking to Nancy Chapin of the 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade that's taking place this Saturday, April 27th. A little bit ago, you were just talking about how in the fall you guys will be having this Around the World in 84 dishes?
82 dishes.
82 dishes, right? 82nd, there you go. So you had mentioned to me earlier before this interview started that you guys are now a nonprofit, that your organizing committee, which started off as branches of other things, are now their own nonprofit. And so that it shows that this event extends beyond just Saturday, that you have, your plans are to continue organizing events?
The 84 Dishes event is actually the 82nd Avenue of Roses Business Association event. But we definitely are teams. They sponsored the parade this year. And so we do work together. But yes, we don't know what we'll do besides the parade.
Okay.
But we do have a coalition organization now that is preparing to be part of the community in whatever way, but particularly as the parade event supporter.
And one of the newest organizations to be part of the nonprofit world, as you just got your nonprofit status in March.
Yes.
So 1 month ago. So I think it just really shows how much this parade has grown from being, hey, let's have a parade, to actually being something quite concrete in that community. So, let's talk a little bit about, you had mentioned some people who are in the parade this year. You have everything that one would expect in a parade. Sounds like you have horses. We have a lot of the schools being representative from Portland.
Yes.
How many schools do you think you have coming this year?
I think there's at least 5 elementary schools that are coming. And there's the King School over in Northeast. Their dancers are going to be here. They're young girls dancing. May not be just girls, actually. This is the second year they've come and joined us. We're excited about that. There's PCC. So we are from the first graders clear up to those studying higher education at PCC. We have the group of people that were in the Peace Corps, and that's a great group. They bring the flags of the countries that they served in when they were in the Peace Corps, and that's usually a pretty good-sized group. There's some churches that come and share their, sometimes their candy, sometimes their leaflets, sometimes just their energy and their enthusiasm. There's at least 5 music bands. There's the drummers, the syncopated drummers, a couple, the arugula. I always pronounce it wrong, but this is the group that has the amazing costumes. And some of these costumes, they're big and they're beaded, and they apparently sometimes take as much as a year to create. They are just to see those folks in their costumes is really fun. We are going to miss our Chinese dragon this year. They've got another event that they're involved in, and the lions too.
I was gonna say, looking at your lineup this year, I noticed there was a few less groups representing the Asian community, which surprised me because 82nd Avenue, as an Asian American myself, that is so much of the heart of my community for me. Fubon is there. Eastport Plaza is a place I go to a lot because I'm a fan of the dim sum. Yeah. Love me some HK Cafe. But that day also happens to be the day that there is a celebration of the Southeast Asian New Year. So we got kind of a splitting of where everyone's time needs to be. That's happening at the same time. We'll give them a little shout out. They're having a celebration at Glen Haven Park to celebrate that New Year. So if some of the groups you're used to seeing in the 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade might not be there this year, but there are other groups that it sounds like you having new exciting groups and people who are showing what's happening in our Portland community, such as the group of women who are promoting organ donation.
Yeah.
And things like
It's a Brazilian band that's going to be in this year, first time. So I'm looking forward to hearing their music.
Hmm. And I'm going to bring it up just for a little bit. I don't want to harp on this too much, but you're in your 13th year of the parade, but it's actually the 12th parade to take place because there was that cancellation of the parade back in 2017 due to the threat of possible violence at the parade. And I know that your organization, I remember at the time reporting saying that this was a very heartbreaking decision to have to cancel the parade. It was not an easy decision to make, but you did come back in 2018. And I know in 2017 it was citing safety concerns. How are you feeling about 2019? And because I know this is always on people's minds of when you're saying the lineup of, oh, who's going to be in the parade? And so how are you feeling about this year in 2019?
I believe that we will have a wonderful, safe parade. We have full support of our, of our police department, and they're great. We haven't heard any kinds of, we haven't had any whisperings of anything going on. As I mentioned before, I've kind of seen this as we were the canary in the mine that year. And because of our decision, everybody else that had parades and events that year took greater precautions. They brought their community out, the security people from, various organizations in their communities, and everybody else had a very safe, wonderful event. So I think it was sad, but I didn't want to see any kids get hurt. I didn't want to see any kids or families have to see our police in full regalia, as they would felt like they would need to be in order to deal with this. So we just couldn't do that to our families. So
but everyone was very excited to see you back in 2018. And just one question about that is there a difference now in lineup of who participates in your parade as a result of what happened in 2017? Were any changes made?
Well, one of the changes we made is that we would not have any active politicizing or politicking. Mm. So we don't accept actual candidates for office. And Joanne wanted to be in last year, and Commissioner Hardesty. And we said, well, said she was running for office, but next year when she was in office, and she's here with us. So
she'll be in your parade this year.
She'll be in the parade this year. So
okay, so you will see some people from the government, but you won't necessarily see active people who are in the middle of an election.
Exactly.
Okay. So that was that choice that was made as a result of 2017.
Yeah.
Okay. So hey, everyone, if you're a Voices from the Edge fan, you can see Joanne Hardesty on Saturday in this parade. And volunteers, if I know that any parade and any festival that happens in this city is largely run by a lot of volunteers.
Right. We're required to have volunteers actually at every street and at every driveway. So this runs to about 70 volunteers that we have. We are a little short this year. So if anybody has Saturday morning available and would like to be at PCC Tabor Hall at 7:30 in the morning and get assigned to a street, I mean, best that you call and say you're going to be there. But if it just happens, you can be there. That would be wonderful, and you will have a place to help us make sure that cars don't drive out from parking lots into the parade just because they can, because there's nobody there.
That sounds like a crucial role as a volunteer. I know as an attendee, I would really appreciate that. If you mentioned that people, if they want to get more information about volunteering, that they could possibly call, what would that number be?
You can call 971-420-9987, or you can go to 82nd Avenue Parade at gmail.com.
And as you were mentioning cars in the road there, the traffic will be impeded that day, obviously, for the parade. And so TriMet has put out a notice letting people know that the TriMet routes will be affected that day from 8:45 until the end of the parade there at noon. So those affects bus lines 19 and 72. You can go onto the website to see more information about that. And so, or you can always look at TriMet's website, which they always have the notices for. So we're coming up on our last few minutes here, I just want to make sure that people can find out all the information that they need to if they are interested in learning about more about the parade. How can they do that? Is there a website or social medias?
Well, there is. You can actually go to one I gave you, PDX.
82nd Avenue Parade at gmail.com is one of the email addresses you gave me. And I believe you can also go to, I have it here, everyone. This is how we radio. We had discover82ndavenue.com also was another place that I found information where you can find all about the district and you can find more about the parade there. And there's links to your Facebook events.
Oh, I saw
that there.
Oh, good.
Always helpful for all of us who are on the social medias to go to Facebook and you just look up the 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade and you can find the times and the route there as well.
I would want to say that the actual route is between Bush Avenue to the north of Eastport and Yamhill Street. And we turn on Yamhill Street and go up and actually disband 78th and Yamhill. And so if you want to watch the parade, come in from the east to 82nd or to the west 82nd. 82nd closes at 8:45. And then they close a rolling closure. So when they leave Powell, past Powell, then they open that area up. When they pass Division, they open that area up. But it's closed from Division to Yamhill until the end of the parade, which is about around 11:45. So you're looking at, you know, coming, if you really want to hear the announcers, they are going to be one block north of Powell on the north side of the street at the Best Value Inn, which happens to have a great way for us to plug in and announce who the folks in the parade are. So that's a great place to watch from, is right there on the Powell and 82nd.
Can people bring out their folding chairs?
Absolutely. And... you know, we aren't saying that they should duct tape the sidewalks, but we're looking forward to the time when people come out the night before and take their space on 82nd to watch the parade.
Well, we're in our last minute here, and so Nancy, I just want to ask you one question. What experience do you want parade attendees to come away with at the end of Saturday?
Oh, just to feel good about 82nd Avenue and to know that it's a growing, bustling district that needs our community's support to keep it clean and safe and a good place for our very diverse community to have as its main street. I do want to mention that Helen Raptus from AM Northwest is our...
Your grand marshal?
Our grand marshal this year.
Oh, she can be in a car the
She'll
whole deal.
She'll be in a car.
Very official.
Yes, and we're excited. She has hosted us on AM Northwest for the last 12 years, the Friday before the event and or week before the event. And we just appreciate that she has been one of our longtime supporters.
Well, we're all out of time for today's show. But to learn more about 82nd Avenue of Roses Parade, you can find them on Facebook or at their event website at discover82ndavenue.com. To hear this interview again or to listen to previous episodes of Radio Zine, go to KABU's website at kabu.fm or you can find us on iTunes. I want to thank our guest, Nancy Chapin, for coming in and for sharing about this weekend's parade. Thank you, Nancy, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank
for
you.
Radio Zine and KABU Community Radio, I'm Jenna Yokoyama. Thank you so much for tuning in.